5. Auto chassis.
汽车底盘.
2. Chassis.
Listen to a short passage about the chassis and fill in the blanks.
The main structure of a car is known as the chassis. The car chassis functions as a support for different car parts. Automotive parts like engine, suspension, and steering mechanism, brake system, outer wheels,Axle assemblies and transmission are mounted on the car chassis. The chassis itself is divided into transmission system, suspension system, steering system, and brake system. Steel is usually used to build a chassis for a car, but aluminium, wood, and carbon fiber can also be used. 3. Anti-lock braking system.
Mark and Jenny are talking about a traffic accident.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question.
Hi, Jenny. Did you hear the news that 10 people were injured and 2 people died in a traffic accident yesterday?
No. How did it happen?
It seems a bus fell into the river because its brakes were broken.
I'm sorry to hear that. Auto manufacturers should improve vehicle safety.
You said it. Today, most vehicles come standard with ABS.
What is ABS?
Oh, it means anti-lock braking system. It helps prevent wheel lockup under heavy braking conditions on any type of road surface. It is vital to travel safety for drivers.
Got it. Thank you.
5. Transmission system. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The purpose of a transmission system is to apply the components needed.To transfer the drive from the engine to the rolled wheels. The main components are the clutch, transmission, drive shaft, final drive, and differential. The transmission is a speed and power changing device. It is installed at some point between the engine and driving wheels of the vehicle. It provides a means for changing the ratio between engine RPM.And driving wheels RPM to best meet each particular driving situation. The transmission is designed for changing the torque transmitted from the engine crankshaft to the propeller shaft, reversing the vehicle movement and disengaging the engine from the driveline for a long time when parking or coasting. To meet variable torque requirements, a special gearbox is used. Depending on the number of forward speeds,There are 3, 4, and 5-speed transmissions. 6. Steering system. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The function of the steering system is to provide the driver with a means for controlling the direction of the vehicle as it moves. The steering system consists of the steering wheel, steering shaft, steering gear, tie rod, front axle, and steering knuckle.They enable the car to change direction by turning and moving back and forth. The steering gears convert the rotary motion of the steering wheel into straight-line motion. The rack and pinion steering gear is used mostly on small cars. This system has a pinion gear on the end of the lower steering shaft. The pinion is meshed with a rack of gear teeth cut on the underside of the major cross member of the steering linkage.When the steering wheel is turned, the pinion turns. This moves the rack to the left or right. The movement is carried through the rods to the steering arms at the front wheels. Vocabulary. New words.
Chassis.
Suspension.
Mechanism.
Mount.
Anti-lock.
Lock-up.
Vital.
Transmit.
Grip.
Bumpy.
Clutch.
Differential.
Torque.
Reverse.
Disengage.
Coast.
Knuckle.
Rotary.
Rack.
Pinion.
Mesh.
Linkage.
Raw.
Manufacturing. Proper nouns.
Tongji University Automotive Institute.
Bachelor's degree.